Morning, everybody. On 88.1, it's Marilyn Morning. Thanks to everybody who has participated so far in our spring membership campaign. If you haven't done so yet, why don't you give us a call at 410-235-1395. I'm Tom Hall, and on this Marilyn Day, we continue now with a conversation about a new immersive theater piece that links two iconic Baltimore figures, Edgar Allan Poe and Enoch Pratt. Glenn Ritchie won a Ruby Artist Award last year to develop a theater piece about Poe, which will take place in a house at the corner of Monument Street and Park Avenue, built by Enoch Pratt in 1846, just 3 years before Poe's death. The show is called The Mesmeric Revelations of Edgar Allan Poe, and it's being produced in cooperation with the Maryland Historical Society. Glenn Ritchie joins me this morning in Studio A, along with Bert Kummerow, the executive director of the Historical Society. Gentlemen, good to see you.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
So, Glenn, tell us about this concept of an immersive theatrical experience. How does it work?
Well, immersive is sort of a trending thing in theater right now, and it can mean a lot of things. In this case, it means that the audience basically has free will and can move about the space, follow which character they wish, investigate the props, read things. And we're trying to make a small but complete world for them to explore.
Mm-hmm. So you started your previews last night. You got another one tonight, and the big opening official night is tomorrow night. So about 25 people or so you can fit in the house at one time?
Yeah, we wanted to make it a more intimate experience than a lot of other shows I've seen like this. So yes, 25 is the cap.
Uh-huh. And Bert Kummerow, the Pratt House, Mr. Pratt built this house, as I said, in 1846. This was, I guess, the original site of the Maryland Historical Society.
Yes, we're coming up on 100 years. And right after the First World War, the Maryland Historical Society decided it was going to move out of downtown. They were worried about fires after 1904. And they moved up to the suburbs at the time. You know, it was the Mount Vernon district, which was growing around the Washington Monument. And they moved in thanks to a great donor who purchased the house and then within a year built the library, which is still our central library for our 7 million document collection.
Mm-hmm. And the Pratt House hasn't really been used for about 10 years or so. It's being a little bit resurrected just for this event. What kind of shape is the place?
Well, it was the center for the Maryland Historical Society. And then in the 60s, we built one of the buildings that we call the Thomas Hugg Building. And then it's now a whole block campus. And we have spent a lot of time and energy on new exhibits and new galleries that are state of the art. Mm-hmm. So the building is very, very sound externally, and it's a beautiful, beautiful building. It's one of the nicest buildings in Baltimore in that regard. But interior is it needs work, and mm-hmm. we're talking now about, as a part of our run-up to the 100th anniversary, to do more with the building and adapt it for other uses.
Mm-hmm. And Glenn, how does the building itself fit into your concept of this immersive theater piece?
Oh, it's the perfect space. It was concurrent with the last 10 years of Edgar Allan Poe's life, and just being there, it made it so much easier to try to create the spirit of the 1840s.
Mm-hmm. And I guess there are six different characters, and people can choose which character to follow around, and then they all collide at one point.
Yeah, occasionally they interact with each other in a group, but it's sort of like 6 2-hour plays overlapping. Mm-hmm. It's an enormous amount of material that we had to create.
It was on the Macabre, and mm-hmm. the new exhibit that's opening at the Historical Society concurrent with this in the main building is an exhibition of coffins. What's that all about?
Yeah, isn't that something? This is the end of a 20-year adventure. And I was involved in 1990 down at historic St. Mary's City when these coffins were found. And they were three lead coffins. And we went on a big investigation to find out who was in those unknown coffins. And the exhibit ended up at the Smithsonian for a while, and now it's at our place. And we're calling this a morbid spring because there's so much going on around the city, and there seems to be a lot of interest in this kind of thing. But mm-hmm. we want you to come to the exhibit because it's really fascinating, along with this Mesmeric Revelations, which I went to the preview, and it was wonderful. It really is a very, very good piece.
So, Glenn Ritchie, in 10 seconds, tell me what mesmeric means. What's a mesmerizing thing?
Mesmerism was the precursor to hypnotism. And Poe was really into it, and it was the idea, this strange idea that there was this this fluid in your body that you can manipulate and bring people into a trance-like state and bring them more in touch with their own soul.
Mm. There you go. Yeah. And we should say that refreshments are available, right?
Yes.
I wanted to thank PNC and for helping us bring this house to life and help us with the mesmeric regulations.
All right, and we thank both of you guys for stopping by this morning. Really appreciate it. And break a leg with the show.
Thank you.
All right, Glenn Ritchie, along with Susan Stroop, is the co-director of the immersive theatrical presentation at the Enoch Pratt House called The Mesmeric Revelations of Edgar Allan Poe. There's a preview tonight, and opening night is tomorrow night. It runs on weekends throughout the 1st of May. And the Enoch Pratt House is on Monument Street, adjacent to the Maryland Historical Society. Bert Kummerow is the executive director of the Maryland Historical Society. Actually, will be leaving that post at the end of June to take on a role as, you know, we'll call you historian in residence. How about
yes,
that?
Indeed.
Does that sound good? And the Historical Society, as we mentioned, has a new exhibition. It opens today. It's called A Tale of Three Coffins, Living and Dying in the 17th Century Chesapeake. Features some lead coffins that held members of the Calvert family that were discovered in St. Mary's City, as Bert said, back in 1990. More information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning.